You've got it tuned to listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond with an audience of WNRN members, and we are so thrilled to be joined by Oracle Sisters. Give them a warm hand. They're playing tonight at the Richmond Music Hall. The doors are at 7. The show is at 8 o'clock. They have a new single, Wait For Me, which we've enjoyed spinning over the last few weeks on WNRN. They also released a record earlier this year called Divinations, and we're going to kick it to them to start with a song. What would y'all like to play for us first?
We're going to play the first song off that record. It's called Riverside.
Oracle Sisters live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond, playing at the Richmond Music Hall this evening with Boomer Shack opening up. Doors are at 7, the show's at 8 o'clock. We just heard Riverside, the opening track to their sophomore release, Divinations. So in researching about this record, I read that you recorded kind of across the globe in several different studios. So recorded some in LA, some in Paris, where you all are based. I also read even in a barn in the French wilderness, which I'm particularly curious about. So kind of set the scene for us and tell us a little bit about how this record came together.
It was mostly written on the road during our first US tour about 2 years ago. We were touring all across the country for the first time. We played everywhere. So we wrote most of the songs on that journey, and then we came back to France where we live. We're not all from France. We're Finnish, Irish, Danish, Danish-American. And we had this mix of songs. We'd recorded some at the end of the tour, and then we had the rest. We laid out in the middle of winter in a barn in France. We kind of finished the songs and then recorded them right after that. So it's a record really that it captures kind of the pace and the chaos of tour, and then kind of reflecting on it all after.
I also read that you guys kind of had some fun recording this. You switched instruments, you played around with some different instruments, toy drum kits. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think it can be very creatively liberating when all of a sudden you pick up an instrument you're maybe not very good at, or you place an instrument in someone's hands they're not used to playing. So. Like Julia used to always play drums with us on tour, and then we realized she's a great bassist, which was a fantastic surprise. And she was laying down a lot of the bass lines on this record, and Lewis was having fun on a tiny little drum machine he picked up secondhand somewhere. And it just fed us lots of new ideas as opposed to just writing on guitars. You know.
And actually, would you mind introducing everybody that's playing with you today, or everybody introduce yourselves so in Radio Land they know who's speaking?
Yeah. Here's Justin Flint from Santa Fe on the drums.
Right.
Julia Johansson on the bass. Christopher Willett on the guitar.
We have Louis Lazar on the guitar. And we have Melanie Chambers from Las Vegas playing many keyboards.
Now, you mentioned that you live in Paris, but nobody is from Paris. You had a couple EPs titled Paris, so obviously the city itself is very inspiring to you. What about the city itself, you know, provides inspiration? Or what keeps you there?
When we arrived, we were offered to work in a cabaret, which is why we moved there, to kind of start booking artists. But we really wanted to start a band, and that was our excuse. But we encountered a really supportive community of artists and musicians when we're starting out, so our first two EPs were kind of a ode to that world that we found ourselves in. And what keeps us there? The baguettes, fresh bread. I don't know.
We also all met in Paris, or I met these two gentlemen.
Yeah, so that's really where it started.
Oracle Sisters live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. The new record is Divinations. They're playing at the Richmond Music Hall this evening. The doors are at 7 o'clock. The show's at 8. What would you all like to play next for us?
This one is called Marseille. It's actually the next song on the record as well. Keeps it easy for me. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oracle Sisters live on WNRN from In Your Ears Studios in Richmond. They're playing at the Richmond Music Hall this evening with Boomer Shack opening up. The doors are at 7. The show's at 8 o'clock. They've been playing selections from their latest full-length record, Divinations. It came out earlier this year on Valentine's Day. So you released this record on your own record label, Wizard Yes. Artists. So talk to us about that. Is this the first album you've put out on your own label?
Yes, that's right. The music business is changing, and we've been working with an independent label out in New York, and we learned a lot working with them, and we got this deal offer to help us start our own label, and we thought we'd jump on it, you know. So we're working with like a good team, but we have more creative control and we can move faster. I think Thanks. It's a nice way to do it.
Now, I've made no secret of this. This is one of my favorite albums that's come out this year. And every time I tell somebody about it or we play it on the air, someone gets in touch with me and says, oh, are they sisters? And I'm sure you get this question all the time. So, no, they are not sisters. Can you tell us where you got the band name from?
There's a movie in the 80s called The Warriors, which is based on gangs in the Bronx, and they all have these double names, like the Flaming Pies or the... Yeah. Dancing Raccoons, these two-word names. So we were looking for a two-word gang name. And Oracle is, you know, to do with seeking kind of a higher power, I guess. We don't know where songs come from, so they fall out of the sky. And there's something kind of oracular about that. And the sisters part, we used to sing in falsetto, so that was kind of sisterly. And we always imagined, when we started out, we wanted to have a girl in the band we found with Julia, so when we met her, so it became that.
Julia's the sister. Yeah. All right, and then I'm going to spoiler alert this. You're going to close with Alouette, right?
Yeah.
That's a song that we loved spinning this year on WNRN, and what can you tell us about it? I read that, is that a French children's song? Is what Alouette is?
It is, yes. It's a bird. I don't know what the bird is called in English, actually. But it's sort of a chaotic vision of the world. And I liked contrasting that with a very naive title, because you can kind of have this naive interaction with the world, which is very chaotic.
Well, we'd love if you play it for us. Oracle Sisters on WNRN.
Mentally, all along the river running.
Thank you very much. That's our matinee show, everybody. Thank you.
A live version of Alouette on WNRN Oracle Sisters from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. They're playing at the Richmond Music Hall tonight. The doors are at 7. The show is at 8 o'clock. Thanks to the staff and crew at In Your Ear Studios, my WNRN colleagues who are here, Mike, Lynn, Sarah, Maddie. Thanks to the WNRN members and underwriters who are in attendance, who support make sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses.